The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I don't know how loud that is, but there we go. In case
all right, you ready?
Yeah, in case anybody doesn't know, this is the new Peter Norica.
I think he just goes by Norica.
Is that right?
That's what it says right here in front of me. We were supposed to record yesterday.
Yeah.
And for personal reasons, I just decided not to record it.
Yeah.
Just didn't feel right.
Sure.
But we had a setup to talk to him, and I think we were going to talk to him about his new album and whatnot.
Yeah.
What I really wanted to... So we should probably just... have him get ready now. So here's what we're going to ask him when we talk to him.
All right.
Why would you record us a theme song? Okay, first off, thank you for recording us a theme song. Second, right. Why would you record us a theme song without mentioning our names in it?
I think I have an answer to that. I think he probably had something that he recorded 3 years ago, and it happened to have the term "Who's Right" in it. So he's like, I was never going to put this out, but you know what? Put it out for these guys.
All right. So right before we started recording, you made a offhanded comment that you were ready to quit the show again yesterday.
Sure, why not?
And no, did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you say it all sarcastic?
I mean, sure, why not? I'll quit the show. I mean, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Okay, well, maybe this is gonna be our quickest episode ever.
All right.
Still feel that way.
I don't know. All right, go ahead.
So I'm starting the conversation now. Do you still feel that way?
Do I still feel that way? When I woke up this morning, yes. When you texted me and said, do you want to record tonight? A little less, but...
but yes.
But yeah, pretty much.
So what do you say then we just make this our goodbye episode? Be done. Every week we talk about the same shit.
Yeah.
You know, about quitting the show, so...
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, this wasn't the intention of when I started recording.
All right, why don't you tell me the intention?
No, the intention was to put out a funny show.
They don't have to be mutually exclusive. We can make one last hurrah and make it funny.
Okay. No, but so is that the intent that this is the last show then?
Is that what you want?
Just quit being a woman. Is that what you
so quit being a woman.
You want to? How about this? How about we just make this our last show for 2018, and then we'll pick it up next year. See, we'll see about picking it up next year,
or not. You know, whatever.
I don't understand.
What? What don't you understand?
Or not the or not part?
Or we don't pick it up in 2018? What's the not understanding about that?
Oh, okay. So then. Then we'll just make this our last show then.
It just seems like, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like we're, what do you call it? Phoning it in. Does that make sense?
Really?
Yeah. What's that?
Episode 5, how?
Oh, because in episode 5, we both at least wanted it to do a show. Ever since, probably shortly before you got flooded out, like, it's pretty obvious that neither one of us are really into it. Like, it's a second.
I don't agree with you. Don't speak for me. That's not the truth.
Sure it is. You said it yourself, and it's been very clear. What do you mean?
No, I was into it. I just wasn't into it the way we were doing it. I told you that. All right. Anyway, whatever. That's fine. So this is our last show. Anyway. Wanted to argue with you about, which is now irrelevant, but
okay.
So during our phone conversation yesterday,
mm-hmm.
No, it was after our phone conversation.
Uh-huh.
So I must've been, you went to bed, you know, you work third shift. So
yeah.
You went to bed.
Yeah.
You must have woke up and still been pissed off. Mm-hmm. I assume that you woke up and sent me a text immediately demanding money for the wires and the Skype phone credits.
It wasn't immediately, but I told you I was ready. I was done. If you would have called or whatever, we probably wouldn't even be recording this now.
That's fine, but that's.
So what's there to argue about?
That I thought that, well, one, I thought that was just a complete dick move.
Why?
But.
Wait.
Okay.
Why is that a dick move?
All right. So if we go back to, and so my wife could give two shits about this show and my daughter could give two shits about this show.
Right.
But we all happened to be in the same room yesterday. Uh-huh. And I stepped them through it, which I'm about to do to you.
Uh-huh.
And to find out if either I was being a bitch, uh-huh, or you were being a bitch.
Uh-huh. Well, and of course I'm the bitch, of course, but go ahead.
All right. So let me get through my explanation and then you can jump in and say, well, here's where you're wrong.
Sure.
Okay. So here was my thought. When we first started the show, mm-hmm, I dumped in an ass load of money at the beginning with Facebook ads and this and that and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you never asked me to do that. I just did it. I, mm-hmm, was trying to push the show out, whatever, but I spent a lot of fucking money trying to get this show out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. And you're like, well, I never told you to do it anyway. So, mm-hmm, okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, I didn't care.
And then I bought a mixer so we could do the setup that you've got where we could play music and talk over it and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some dick Ked told me to buy the wrong mixer, so it's sitting in a box somewhere. Thanks, John.
Uh-huh.
And then let's see, the amount of time and all the shit that I've put into the graphics work and just all the promotion shit, whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very, very, very petty of you to send me them text messages the way you did. Hey, I'm going to need money for the wires and for the Skype credits. And I was thinking, well, fuck, man. What did he go out and spend like $100 on the show?
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, so how much you need? And you're like, $8 for wires and $10 for Skype credits or vice versa. I'm like,
right.
What the fuck ever? All right, that's fine. You can have your fucking $18.
Right. Yeah, it was petty. I agree.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all. I mean, I don't, yeah, fuck. Goddamn right it was petty.
So this was a conversation. So I thought going into this recording today that this would be the conversation that would lead to the end of the show.
Really?
I wasn't prepared to agree to end the show, then have the conversation, and have the conversation be you agree with me.
So, okay.
I'm not prepared for anything at this point.
So
Google Home, huh?
Yeah. So we had a conversation yesterday that in my mind ended the show, and you couldn't even pull it out of the conversation that we had. I don't think that you even realize what the implications of what you said.
Probably not. Can you repeat it without getting me in trouble at work?
Of course.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with your work. I asked you, what'd you say?
I said, oh, go ahead. I said, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you said, hold on. I asked you, we were talking about your schedule, and you said, I think, verbatim, you said, I don't have time to podcast. You have a lot going on at work. We were talking as friends. I don't have time to podcast. I don't know exactly how you said it, but basically like that. And I trying to what?
I see how you might get a hint that I was out.
No. See, I told you wouldn't be able to pull out what you said out of this. And so I thought in my mind, I was like, man, Doug works all the time. If he pulls out of this show, his whole life will be consumed with nothing but work. That's not a good thing. So my response was, well, man, you know, what else do you do besides this show? And you said, I do 2 hours of graphic work every single night. Well, okay. At that point, to me, that was the moment that I realized I'm done. I just there's nothing else I can do. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have time because you don't want to do it anymore. There's not a matter.
No. So that's where you're being a selfish bitch.
Oh, I am. I of course I am.
Monday through Friday, when I'm doing the graphics work at night, you're not available to record. You're only available to record at a certain time frame. And if it doesn't line up with my time frame that week, then we're not able to record.
Right.
It's not the overarching amount of available free time away from work that's the issue.
I think it's not.
It's my schedule lining up with your schedule.
I don't think that's the case at all. I think what's
okay. So let's record Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm available every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. That was easy. So what's your fucking problem?
The conversation was, I don't have time to podcast. It wasn't like, I don't have time at this particular time. It was, you are so overwhelmed with everything going on in your life that you don't have time to think about podcasting, to put any kind of
time into podcasting as you do.
I didn't say that you didn't. I'm not.
Okay.
I didn't say that you didn't. But in my mind, that was the switch, right? I mean, right when you said that, I was just like, oh, okay, I get it now. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel.
Ah, you're being a woman. It's bullshit that you can just decide which parts of what I say that you're going to take as fact.
What do you mean?
Because I say so much shit to you, and that's what you latch onto.
Oh, I didn't latch onto it. It just, that's what stuck with me. I don't understand. You said all kinds of shit. What do you mean?
I'm gonna start a GoFundMe to get your $18 for your fucking shitty wires.
Okay.
Can you do it?
Right. And yeah, right. There you go. So if we continue doing the show the way we're doing it right now, I give it, I don't know, 3 weeks before you say, I don't like the way we're doing this. You need to change this and you need to do this.
Doing what?
I don't know. I have no idea what to expect anymore. You can't, you're not happy with anything that we're doing ever. It has to change every week and I can't keep up with it.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yes.
The way we're recording right. All right. The way we're recording right now is how I've been telling you I wanted to record for the last 18 months. You got it. You got it right for once. Congratulations.
Oh. Hey Google.
Oh shit.
You know what? Fuck it. I don't care. There's 40 people that want to record with me on a weekly show. Mm-hmm. I'll take one of them. Fuck you.
Okay. It's not a fuck me. I don't give a shit at this point. You can record on all 40 of them. That's good.
It's going to be me and Blunt Mommy. We're going to be
good. That'll be a show that I'll listen to for sure.
Yeah, fuck you. Abe Lincoln's top cock or whatever the fuck you listen to.
Right.
Fucking Democrat, liberal motherfucker.
Right. Now you want to argue about politics.
Sure. Which side are you on this week?
Oh, I don't know. I'm anti-capitalist this week. Maybe next week I'll buy into capitalism again.
All right, so I need to know, mm-hmm. Are you done? Is this the last week?
I don't know. I was going to see how all this went.
All right, whatever.
Here's the deal. I don't want to stop because I enjoy podcasting.
But, okay, then just leave it at that. Let's go into what we were going to talk about.
All right, what do you got?
You're not getting your $18.
Dick. Okay, I have to. I know you already know it, but I have to say it. It's not about the $18. I think.
All right, well, speaking of which, you owe me $20 for that, buddy. Christ.
I think petty was the exact right word.
It's funny though, because as soon as I seen it, mm-hmm. I was like, "That's how he wants this to end."
at that point, that yep, I would have been okay with it ending that way. Fuck it.
How long would it take before you? If I would have just PayPal'd you the $18,
mm-hmm.
how long would it be before you regretted it and tried refunding it to me?
Oh, I don't know. I'd give it a couple days, probably. I don't know, because I felt, like I said, if we would have had this conversation yesterday, we wouldn't be recording it. It's all so up and down.
Yeah, whatever. All right. So, what do you want to talk about anyway?
I got two things I want to talk about. What I wanted to talk about first is you sent me a text message, and it was a picture, and it said something about the CIA wiretapping your house in the 60s. And then in 2008, you're saying, hey, wiretap, give me a pancake recipe or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought that was fucking perfect because you have one of those wiretaps, right?
Yes.
Or six of them, right? One for each room of your house and two for the bathroom.
So what about it, though?
Why? What benefit do you get? Okay, so I know you didn't think about it this way, but you did like a cost-benefit analysis in your brain, right? This is going to cost me $60, and the benefit that I'm going to get is...
They're like $25.
Okay, so this is going to cost me $25 and all my privacy. The benefit is...
No, it don't cost all your privacy.
Okay.
Some of it.
Okay, this is going to cost $25 and some of my privacy.
Okay,
and the benefit is...
The benefit is, there's several.
Okay.
I can, as I'm drinking my morning coffee, I can say, hey, Google, what's the forecast for tomorrow?
Okay.
And I know if I get to wear shorts or not.
Okay. But.
That's all I use it for. So that's it.
are you being serious? That's all you use it for?
Sometimes I ask it to tell me a joke.
Fucking lame. Now I know why you're not funny, because I know where you're getting your material. Oh, my God. Okay, so...
I am not going to be one of them podcasts that drags that bullshit onto the show and starts saying, you know, here's what you can ask it and all that. I'm not going to do that. I know that's where you want to go, but...
No, that's not where I wanted to go. That's not at all. Where I want to go is I legitimately want to understand how somebody who...
You do it too. You've got the same thing with your phone.
No, that's not true at all.
That is true at all.
No, it's not. How so? My phone is the same as a speaker.
Yes, your phone is recording the same thing.
It's not though.
It is.
It's not, because if I say, "Hey, Android phone, look, I just did it and nothing happened." Hey,
yeah,
Google,
say, hey,
nothing
hey,
happened.
Google.
Hey, Google. Hey, Siri. Hey, Android phone. Hey, Anthony's phone. There's nothing I can say that will make this.
Turn your phone on. Unlock your phone.
I'm working.
Unlock it.
It's unlocked. Shut up. All right.
Now say, hey, Google.
Hey, Google. Whoa, it started playing music. Hey, Google. Hey, Google. Hey, Google. Nothing's happening.
Say, hey, Google, directions to my mom's house.
Hey, Google, directions to Doug's mom's house. Nothing.
You're not doing it.
That's it. I'm done recording.
You're just looking for a fucking reason.
Look. Hey, Google. Can you look at your screen? Hey, Google. Hey, Google. Google. Hey, Google. See?
You're funny.
I know. Nothing. What'd you say?
I'm getting that echo again.
Son of a bitch. How about now? I didn't do anything. I just said, how about now? Usually if I say, how about now, that fixes it.
All right.
So I'm right. You're wrong.
No, your phone is recording you.
It's not, though. I never set up any sort of Google Voice, Google
you don't have
Voice
it
activation.
Does it out of the box.
except for it doesn't.
All right.
Would you agree that what you bought and paid money for some reason, is a device that is intended to listen for your whatever?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, mine's not.
Yes, it is. You're telling me your phone's not intended to listen, you stupid fuck?
No, it's not intended out of the box to listen to my conversations. It's not.
Yes, it is.
This is the dumbest conversation because you know you're wrong. You put a wiretap in your house and I'm the bad guy.
So you're telling me you don't believe that your phone is recording you?
No.
All right. So that's where you're wrong.
If you set it up, then yes. If you set up Google Assistant or whatever, voice activation, I've never once.
Wait a minute. You got a flip phone?
No. I've never set up any sort of voice recognition. I've never turned any of it on, never done any of that because I got no interest.
Right. I don't know what to tell you. So I don't have anything. I don't care what anybody hears. I can run the speakers. I'll run a string to a can right to your fucking house. You can listen to everything that happens in this house. I don't give a fuck.
That is the cool.
See, you're not in the mood to record.
Yes, I am. That's a stupid argument. I mean, so you're telling me that you're on the shitter. You don't care if you just broadcast that to the world. You're completely fine with that.
So what I'm looking for is
arguing with your wife.
I have the website. I was just on it.
Okay.
Because I knew you were going to ask me about this.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. This is the website that's got everything that's been recorded that I've said in the house.
Okay. That they will show you.
What?
Everything that they will show you that's been recorded. You don't know. How do you know?
Same
way I know that my phone's not recording me.
Because that's what they told me.
Oh, okay. All right. What does it say?
I can't get to it for some reason.
Oh, they won't give you access.
Oh, here we go. Holy shit. So I don't like this, man. So it's not even. Are you logged into Google on your phone?
Yeah.
Like for your searching or anything?
Yeah. No, I try to minimize my Google usage. I can't get away from it all the way, but.
Well, you're logged in as your Gmail, right?
Yeah, I'm logged in as my Gmail, but I have everything turned off. It doesn't save any search history or doesn't sync anything. I turned all that crap off. All my location and all that bullshit.
So if you go to history.google.com.
Yeah, I did. And that's where you can kind of turn everything off, on and off.
So,
or you can see everything, I guess.
Yeah, you can see everything.
Yeah.
And I'm in some weird shit. Looking for some voices stuff here.
I just don't understand the benefit that you're getting out of it, or why. What it feels like to me is that you just kind of just gave up and you're leaning into it. You know what I mean? Like, nah.
Why would I search at 11:47 last night? I searched for a flux capacitor PNG.
What the hell's PNG?
Yeah, it's a file type for a picture.
What? Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Fuck is the internet? You might as well just be literally broadcasting that to everybody, and I don't understand why you're okay with it. Why that's acceptable?
Because I don't care. I don't care if everybody can hear me say, "Hey Google, play Eminem."
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay. The fact that that's fine. You don't have to care, but what's the benefit to you? There's like zero benefit. You don't have to get off your fat ass or use your fat fingers to type something. I don't get it.
Why do you got to get personal? That's stung.
Sorry. Your fingers aren't that fat. I don't understand it is all. You don't have to care. The argument for it is that I don't care. Okay, well then you care enough to buy one, pay money for it.
Yeah, but then you have the ability to say, "Hey Google, play Ghetto Boys."
Right. So so everything that you've said is a joke. But what's the real benefit besides just a joke?
I just told you the real benefit.
I can say
you can also broadcast from one to the other.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but okay.
You don't know which part? What don't you understand? The word broadcast, or from the word one, or from the word other?
It's
which one don't you understand, and I'll explain it to you.
To the. So you can have one say, "Hey Google," to the other one for some reason?
Yeah, because that's what you would do. You could say, hey, Google. So let's say you're up in, let's say we, me and you live together, and you're up there fucking some dude. I could say, hey, Google.
That was pretty funny.
I could say, hey, Google, broadcast Anthony. Finish up so I don't have to listen to you yell anymore. And then in the one in the other rooms, it would say, hey, Anthony, finish up so I don't have to hear him anymore. Just like an intercom.
Oh. How convenient.
Or you can say, you can say anything. It's just like it's fucking Google, man. What it's like saying, why would you use a search engine?
I understand why you would use a search engine, but why do you?
Okay, what's the problem?
What's the benefit of having one that you can talk to? What are, you can't possibly. Nobody can be that lazy. You can't. It's not possible.
Because something is convenient does not mean you are lazy. Why do you use the internet instead of using the encyclopedias?
Because I'm lazy.
Okay. I can't believe that somebody is so fucking lazy that they will have somebody else do the research for them.
Okay. So when Google says, hey, Doug, we got this new brain implant that when you think you're hungry, we'll come stuff food in your face. You want this brain implant? You're on board? Oh, they'll sell it to you for $19.99. I just don't understand it. I don't get the mentality. Like, you have a phone that you can type into. Like, and if you're that lazy, you have
you carry your phone around you with you all the fucking time?
I set it next to, what do you mean? When I'm walking around?
Yeah, you get, before you came out and recorded, where were you at? In your living room?
Yeah.
Did you have your phone next to you?
Yeah, I set it back on the back of the couch behind me.
Right. See, so you're always walking around with your fucking phone in your hand. I don't. I try to leave my phone sitting somewhere and not deal with it. So that's fine. If you're so fucking lazy that you've got to carry your phone around with you all the time, nobody's fucking calling you anyway. I don't know why the fuck you even got a phone.
Why do you got to get so personal? That hurt. I don't dispute that. Nobody does call me. You're right. I don't give a fuck. I don't want people to call me.
I don't understand why you have such an issue with it. I mean, if you for a second think that you are not being monitored, you are an idiot.
There's several reasons.
If anybody's on a list, it's you.
There's several reasons. I just don't understand the... You literally are inviting a huge corporation into your bedroom to record everything you say. I don't understand that. And I still don't understand the benefit. If you did a cost benefit analysis, like the cost is everything I say is recorded. The benefit is I get to ask it to play M&M sometimes. I don't get it.
And recipes.
And recipes. It's like you forgot how to be alive without technology. And it's more like you just gave up, literally. That's how I feel. Like, you just, at one point I used to think you had an interesting point of view, an interesting way of looking at things, and like, you just like, nah, I don't need that anymore. I don't need anything interesting. I'll just let Google tell me what's interesting. Like, you don't even care. It's just weird, man.
So just when you get on the verge of making an interesting point, you turn into an obnoxious idiot.
I'm always an obnoxious idiot.
There is nothing in this conversation where I have said, I'm going to have Google tell me what to think. That's never even come up till you just introduced it into the conversation. And it was a stupid point. It does nothing to further your argument. Do I believe that they are doing anything with what is recorded? I don't. Do I believe that they're recording me? Yes, that's how the technology works. The only thing that I believe that they are keeping is the several seconds that follow after you say, hey, Google. Now, I do know that it's always listening. Otherwise, it wouldn't pick up on, hey, Google.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Okay, so you're wrong.
It's listening, but do you think it's feeding to a fucking van sitting out in the goddamn street and they're just sitting there waiting for me to say that I almost said something that would probably get me arrested.
Because they're listening, you dumbass.
Yeah, because my computer's recording, and then I'm going to broadcast that.
So what do you – so Google sells you a microphone to put in your house out of the goodness of their heart to make your life easier?
No. What I think the reason why they're doing it is all ad-related.
Duh.
Right. So if I have to – if when you go on the computer, you see ads for what? Random shit, right? When I see ads, they target them to me based on what it is that I've said during the week that I needed. That's fucking handy as fuck.
Jesus Christ, you're a moron. That's handy as fuck. This makes me want to keep going with this show because this makes me feel like the smart one. This is good.
You have to fucking search for dick enlargement pills with me. They're right there.
I don't have to search too far. I keep them on the fucking bedside.
Yeah, I don't. You're right. I. In all honesty, I used to care. I don't give a fuck.
I know.
Whatever.
I'm fully aware of that. You used to care, and when I first met you, you used to care. And anymore, you're too busy to care about anything, which is what they want.
That's fine. Then they win. The terrorists win.
Yes, I know.
You sit in your fucking closet with your aluminum foil hat on and see how much fun you're having compared to me.
Hey, Google, play Eminem. Your life must be awesome.
I mean, you can tell it other artists. It's not just the Eminem Google.
Sorry, that's my go-to. All right, are we done with that?
I guess. I mean, you didn't prove your point.
Because how am I supposed to prove my point when it's all opinion? You've given in, given up, you're done. What do you? There's no point for me to prove. You'll never come back to the light. It's all right. They won you over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your fucking bio bidet hooked up?
Yeah. Why? On our last episode, why you got to bring that up?
God, you're...
No, I have not. I promise I will, though.
I don't care.
How about...
That's so fucked up.
Why?
Because this company was nice enough to send us something for us to try out and talk about on the show, and your fucking ass can't even be bothered to hook it up. Like, you are so fucking busy in your life that you can't spend an hour to hook this motherfucker up. Uh-huh. That's go on.
I mean, yeah, I just don't give a fuck. I want to try it, but I'm fucking lazy. I don't know. What do you want from me?
why didn't you return it?
What do you mean?
Why would you accept their product if you weren't willing to cover our end of it?
Nobody said I wasn't willing. I never, ever said I wasn't willing.
I just
said I want to, but I'm too lazy.
No, send it back. Well, our show, the only thing our show ever has had is integrity. And you are copping. Hey, fucker.
That's the best laugh we've had all year. Oh, shit. That was great.
You are jeopardizing the integrity of this show.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's going to happen if Steakums decides, you know, they decide to start sending us shit?
I've still never tried Steakums, so I'll have to try Steakums. I'm too lazy to put steak in my face.
Now I know that ain't the truth.
I know that, too. Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Oh, man. So we're going to get back into this if we're done recording or what? Or have we already decided?
Are we going to do what?
Get back into talking about if we're done recording or not. You think people are tired of hearing about that?
Yes.
Do you think they're more tired of hearing about that or us talk about trans people?
What the fuck did I see?
I don't know.
Something like about Kylie Jenner being pregnant.
Yeah.
So then Bruce Jenner is going to be a tran parent or a tran daddy.
Trans daddy. That's pretty funny.
All right. Oh, so what do we got here? Hate crime hotline. Fine. I want to try this one time. Okay. If you can't have a serious conversation, because I'm not even sure. You know how the audience typically doesn't know when we're fucking around. And
yeah.
I'm not even sure. I don't know where we're at on this.
All right.
Is this our last episode?
Judging
and
on...
If it is, I don't think that there's any... I have any interest in talking about any new stories. Like, we're just going on...
Like everything's just fine. if we're having a serious conversation, if you don't have time to even think about the show because you work too much and all that stuff, which is fine. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, stating a fact.
I already told you. I will put in as much time into the show as you do. That's my official answer. That's as much as you're going to get me to commit to.
What does that even mean?
How much time do you put into the show each week? Don't answer. That's how much time I have available to put into the show. But if you decide you want to start doing 2 hours worth of research every week, then I'll do 2 hours worth of research every week, and we can have a great fucking show. You decide you don't want to do a goddamn thing and then just show up and record, then that's what I'm going to do.
So I think that's where everything went south for me. I don't have... No, listen. Listen, you want to have a serious conversation.
Yeah, and I'm seriously laughing at your stupidity.
That's fine. So I don't have the personality traits that it takes to drive this show. That's why it worked. You kind of drove the show, and it worked.
Say it.
But you...
My show.
What'd you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Hopefully it came through the recording. Go ahead.
I know. I didn't even hear what you said.
Just go. It don't matter. Go. You don't have the personality to drive the show.
Right. So you stopped. You gave up because you were.
I'm still driving the show now. I've never said I wouldn't drive the conversation.
You said it several times. I told you.
Oh.
Shortly before you got flooded out, you were done with the show. And it's been apparent. It's come through. It's obvious.
I put more shit on the board this week than you did, you piece of shit. Tell me that I'm out.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm going to count. Fucking people are going to sit here and listen while I fucking count.
I bet you didn't even read the fucking articles you put up.
One, two, knife fork, three, four, five, six, seven,
motherfucker, you
eight.
Did not put seven things up on this show this week.
Did you even look?
Yes.
You did not.
You're looking at shit from fucking 2 months ago.
That's one that I just put up. That's two that I just put up. I don't know what this is. Oh, that's
wait a minute.
So that's three that I just put up. That's four that I put. I'm looking at every one of these.
But nobody gives a shit about your specifics. Anyway,
there's at least
so that's fine. So okay, so you put articles up. I put articles up.
Yeah.
I drive the conversation.
Yeah.
You hang along for the ride.
Right.
You record.
Right.
You edit. You don't edit it. You
put it together.
No, you don't do that either. You take it from your SD card, from your recorder, and you put it in your computer, and then you process it, and then you send it to me, and then I post it.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay, then keep fucking doing it. Shut the fuck up. Fuck. It's like you're mad because I won't put in 4 hours a week worth of work into the show when you put in 20 minutes.
None of that's true.
So however much time you put into the show each week is what I'm willing to put in.
Okay.
Why can't you just say okay with that?
Oh no, I'm okay. I want to get some. There's got to be some kind of an app that has a punch card, a time card, you know, where we can both document our time to make sure
I'm
nobody's putting in five
to
more minutes.
Chin. That's what you're gonna get.
No, I don't want anybody to have to put in 3 to 4 more minutes than the other person.
Good. Me neither. We're on the same page.
This agreement is a great way to build a great show.
Okay.
This is so stupid.
So how about this? However much time you put into it, I'll put in half the time. How does that make you feel?
It doesn't make me feel anything. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. How about this? I will put in the amount required to make me feel like I am putting in time to the show.
That's what I do.
Okay, so we're good then.
Yep.
I don't know what you want. Do you want me to have a set schedule of time that I am willing to put it to the show?
Yes.
Okay. I will submit that to you later. Thank you. Move on.
No, you won't.
I will. I will submit what my schedule looks like for the next month, and then how much of that time I'm going to use to put into this fucking show.
Why don't you just say zero now?
No, because I'm going to put fucking stories on the board, and I'm going to do the artwork like I always do, and I'm going to do the Twitter and the Instagram and the Facebook like I always do.
Uh-huh. It seems to me
The only thing that you do that I don't is take the SD card out of your recorder and put it into your fucking computer. That's the only thing that you do.
Okay. All right. Let's approach.
You're not a podcast producer. You're a podcast SD card mover.
Right. I don't think that's an actual thing. Let's approach it a little different. What would you like me to do that I'm not doing?
Quit fucking whining. That's it. Just quit fucking whining and hook up your bidet. Shut the fuck up.
Why do you care so much whether or not I spray water in my ass?
Because I told you. That company sent us those fucking bidets so we would talk about them. And you can't even do that.
You realize that I don't give a fuck about that company, right?
It's like you're semi-functionally autistic.
Except for the semi. Wait, I mean, except for the functionally. Awesome. I can't figure out why you're so mad.
How much time do you think our style of show, which is just us talking.
Yeah.
How much time do you think we need to put in each week to? Okay, first off, what is your end game for this show? Isn't it just to get together and bullshit?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what we're fucking doing. It's not like you're recording for an hour and I'm only showing up for a half hour. I could see if you were pissed off then.
But why are you so mad?
It's my gimmick. I don't know.
Yes, breaking down the fourth wall. Oh, shit. I don't know. It all just seems like when you ask, what's my end game? I don't know. I don't have a fucking end game. I don't know. But
okay.
What's your end game?
To get rich.
I think that there's more truth in that than anything else for you. And that's not going to happen. So you're always going to be at odds with that.
Anthony, why did you start the podcast?
To get rich. But I gave that up fucking 20 months ago. How long have we been doing this? I gave that up right away. The first episode, I realized that's not going to happen.
I don't have an end game for the podcast. If I'm being serious, I don't have an end game. That's the problem.
Okay.
I have a weekly goal of using this as my therapy.
Okay.
People tend to enjoy listening to us talk.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So that's the benefit.
Okay.
And all this other bullshit that goes along with it, with you not holding up your end of the deal.
Whoa, what the fuck are you talking about? I wish.
I thought you were going to let me keep talking.
I wish people knew how fucking neurotic you are about everything that happened. Like, we have to change everything we're doing the same. Everything's got to change. We can't have it this way. We got to do it this way.
Changed?
We got to be able to do this. Now we need to change this.
What have we changed?
Everything. Our every week it's something. Well, it used to be when you cared. Every week it was something else.
What? What did we change?
What do you mean?
You
don't remember?
It's been the same shit show since episode 7. The only thing that's changed is when John gave us the idea on gave us the right way to record.
I'm pretty sure back when you still had my number and you used to call me, you would call me every week with something else. Every week it was something else that you wanted to change about the show, that you wanted to go in a different direction.
No. It wasn't that I wanted to change. It's I was running ideas past you. Because, you know, that's what people do when they care. But I learned pretty quickly you didn't give a shit. You know how I know that? Because your answer all the time was, I don't give a shit. Okay.
That's not true.
How many downloads did we get either this week, last month, 6 months ago, any fucking point in time other than the first week?
I don't even know the first week. I don't care.
Right.
That's not important. Because that's not important. The number of downloads we get is irrelevant. If our show sucks, then who cares how many people download it? That's all that matters is if we put out a good show.
Well, when are we going to start doing that?
That's what I'm waiting for. I honestly feel like we've been phoning it in for 5 or 6 weeks, probably 7 weeks, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're wrong. We haven't been. We've had some pretty funny fucking shows in the last couple weeks. Fuck, every fucking... Do you know how many times I get messages that say, hey, this is your guys' best show yet?
No, you don't share that kind of shit with me.
Yeah, because you don't care.
I care about the positive shit.
Then get on there and interact with people, you fuck.
I'm not
sit
interested
there and put
in that.
Put the onus on me because you're too fucking lazy to...
It's not
just
lazy.
Fuck off. I don't care. You know what? Fuck it. I don't care. John, we're on. Don't forget.
I would love to hear you and John record a fucking show. That'd be great.
And me and Blunt Mommy.
Yeah, that
we're
too.
And all we're going to do every week is talk shit about you.
Good.
And what the fuck was it with her calling us a controversial podcast?
Yeah,
can
really?
You play that?
Oh, fuck. It'll take me a few minutes to find it.
I might be able to find it. Can you babble about some more insignificant bullshit for 3 minutes?
some more insignificant. Why is it got to be insignificant? Just because I'm saying it, you think it's insignificant?
Right. I think I got it here. This is from Drinks with Larry.
Hold it closer.
Patiently.
I'm waiting until.
Oh, okay.
Come in. From our friend Blunt Mommy. Master.
I bet she's sober.
I'm sorry about this.
No, no worries.
But I have to play this, and then we can get to you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, oh, we'll get to you.
Name's Blunt Mommy.
Hey, hey, people! It's Blunt Mommy. Okay. How are you, motherfuckers, doing? I hope y'all are doing fucking fabulous.
Wow.
We
I have
are.
A question for y'all.
Jesus.
Maybe get some advice. There's a very controversial podcast out there. Everybody, I'm not saying their name, but
thanks for the shout out.
Talk about my podcast and me for about 20-25 minutes.
5 minutes.
They said some really rude things, or one of them said some really rude things about me.
That was me.
I got DMs from other podcasts saying that it pissed them off.
Doubt it.
And but from being roasted on your show before, I've kind of like got an exterior, so I was gonna clap that.
What the fuck does that even mean?
But
did she learn that from
the
you?
Podcast that talked about me
no,
said that they were gonna have a line, a phone line, and that they actually wanted to try to call me in. So
yes, you should
I
argue with them.
And argue
yes.
with them mm-hmm. then, or should I just go ahead and be a fucking boss and do my clap back?
No. Argue with them.
Argue. Call them. Call them. Call them. Call them.
Yep. Argue.
Call them.
All right. So that's from Drinks with Larry.
Yeah, that's good advice.
No, I was going to say, so I've never listened to an episode of that show, but I'm going to start listening to them now. For some reason, it's the same with movies and shit. If there's a title to a movie and it doesn't resonate with me,
mm-hmm.
I will refuse to listen to it, even though everybody tells me how good it is.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
It's the same with podcasts. So Drinks with Larry, the name didn't strike anything with me. I wasn't interested.
Sure.
But when I heard this and their advice to her was, yes, hit that podcast head on. I'm like, all right, fuck, I like these guys.
But I like these guys.
One, we are not a controversial podcast. We are a self-help true crime podcast.
Cooking. We're a cooking show. Those are popular now.
But do you even know what clapback means? I mean, I know you can put it together, but
yeah, I can put it together. So what it means is you're trashy. That's what clapback means. nobody with people don't talk like that.
Well, some people do.
Trashy people. Fucking clap back. Or if you're 12, I guess it's acceptable.
Okay, so I believe that it came from a Ja Rule song. That I think that's where it originated. I think there was a song called The Clap Back. And it was a diss to Eminem.
I think it meant he was giving him the clap back, right?
But what I originate or what I associate it with in my head is when black women are yelling at somebody and they clap between each word. That's
yeah. That's so.
Wait a minute, I can't do it.
You can't even do it.
Hold on. We are not a controversial podcast.
You really had to think about that. You had to stop everything else and think about how you were going to do that.
I just clap backed.
I want to know why she wouldn't say our name.
At Anthony. You fuck. Oop, I just hit the mic.
I don't even remember what I said. Did I say anything bad about her?
Oh, I'm sweating.
All that clapping made you sweat. Oh, that's amazing.
But okay, so I don't think you. I think you were actually trying to be nice because you didn't want to start any bullshit,
right?
And I had brought up Married AF. I think that's what started it. There's a crew, a podcast crew. Married AF, Po' Boys, Blunt Mommy, Drinks with Larry. I think there's a couple other ones in there that I see, but
can we get in on that?
So the reason why I brought up Married AF, and it's funny because when I brought it up, I think it was the last episode, I brought it up like I was going to start talking shit.
Yeah.
And then I quickly realized as I was thinking ahead into what I was going to say that I was in the wrong and I had to bail out.
All right.
But he had asked me to do some graphics work for him.
Yeah.
And he said, Hey, can you put something together? And if we use it, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So then I did something, sent it to him, and he's like, hey, change this. So I changed it, sent it to him. He said, hey, change this. I sent it to him. He's like, yeah, that's perfect. We'll use it. And then it's like I just waited for somebody to show up in my house with money.
Uh-huh. And you were mad that you didn't get that money?
Yeah, I was. I guess I assumed when he said, yeah, we'll take it, that he was going to hop in his car and drive here with like $5 or something.
And so it wasn't about the money and you were being petty, right?
So what I was going to say, Randall, I apologize for even mentioning your show or your name. And I appreciate you reaching out and wanting to know what it was that you said, because you didn't say anything. Uh-huh. But I will now tell you that the cost of them graphics is $18 and you can pay that to Anthony.
Perfect.
But
I'll take that money whenever.
Okay, so when we were talking about Blunt Mommy, it was all in jest.
Yeah.
For her to go on another show and not mention our name?
Yeah.
But talk about us?
Could have at least given us the free advertisement.
No, so isn't that like a punk move?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Or because she was sending me messages saying, no, it's fine. I was having fun with it. But to go on there and say, I'm not even going to mention their name, that means you're not fine with it.
Yeah. Like you didn't want to give us the satisfaction or whatever.
And that's all we were looking for, is for somebody to fucking mention us.
That's it. That's it. That's all I ever want out of this. Just mention us on your show.
She has. She shouted us out several times.
Oh, yeah. I heard those episodes.
No, you didn't.
No, you're right. I didn't. So this is where it gets weird. We have what you would call an indie podcast, right?
No, we are a professional podcast because we are sponsored by We Have Merch. Check out We Have Merch for all your podcasting needs.
I am not allowed to say his name.
I don't think I am either.
All right. Anyways, we are what you would consider an indie podcast, and there isn't really a whole lot I hate more than indie podcasts. They're all so fucking terrible. Except for ours. I think if you're not invested in mine and your relationship at this point, if somebody were to just come in right now, they would be like, what in the fuck is going, how am I supposed to care about any of this?
Yeah, and that's one of the big no-nos on a podcast. But I, again, the whole point of this, as we talk about all the fucking time, is just because we enjoy talking to each other.
Right.
And whatever it is that we're going to talk about, if we never build up a bigger audience than what we have now, I'm good with it. It's exceeded the number that I thought we were ever going to get to.
For sure.
We're not going to make any money off of it. We're not going to make any money off of our Patreon. We're not going to make any money off of merch, but we get downloads. If they're bots, that's fucking fine. I don't give a fuck. It still feeds my...
feeds your ego?
And what is with all these fucking people that listen to us? I fucking beg you, just go buy some merch or go give us money on Patreon or something. Just fucking give us money. If everybody that listened to us gave us $100, we would have almost $600.
I think you're being a little too modest. I want everybody to listen to us to give us $1,000 each. $1,000. However many people are in your household, $1,000 for each one of them, just in case they catch an earful of us.
Well, I've been sending Blunt Mommy messages, and she's not returning, so.
Oh, well.
She's probably pooping.
This whole time? She eats a lot of cheese.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
This is probably a little more personal than you would think that I was going to ask you about her.
Okay.
So you have a picture in your mind about her, right?
Sure.
Do you think she smokes cigarettes while she's shitting?
Oh, God. Oh, God, I hope not. That should be illegal. Oh, I'm serious. If you smoke cigarettes while you're shitting, I think you should be executed. That's fucking disgusting. It's like you're taking the two most disgusting things in the world and smashing them together into one disgusting sandwich. Blech.
So which is worse, people that smoke while they're shitting or eat while they're shitting?
I'm okay with eating while you're shitting. That's fine.
You're fucking disgusting. That is the most disgusting thing on the planet.
Why? Why is that disgusting? I mean, you can't. I don't want to be like wiping my ass and then eating, but you eat before you wipe your ass. Who cares?
You seriously eat on the toilet?
No.
You fucking nasty fuck.
No. Seeing as how grossed out you are by it, of course not.
Marinate everything in your own semen before you eat it while you're taking a shit.
I don't see the problem here. What people need to understand is that I am just a judgmental, insecure kind of shitty person. So if you take anything I say seriously, you shouldn't. That's all I need to say. That's it. Just don't listen to me. Unless I tell you that I'm being serious, then you can listen to me.
Well, do you want to, how long have we been recording? Are we done?
57 minutes.
All right. Bye.
Bye.